we thank you for another time before you. We thank you because unto you be the glory from the church, both now and forevermore. We thank you because blessings abound where you reign, and those who are in captivity are set free. Thank you for this last Sunday of this first month of this year. We give you all the glory in the name of Jesus. I decree by the decree of heaven that all your children that you have brought here this morning, because no one comes to the mountain of fire and miracle ministry by chance. Those who come by divine appointment. All your children that you have appointed to be here this morning, anything the enemy has stolen from them, whether you know about it or you don't know about it, whether it's unconscious theft, as you shout 21 Jericho destroying, amen, repossess your possession in the name of Jesus. Louder. Makatenda kaya boshendera bokopola bakasanda. Ribosopola katenda kaya boshendera bokosota. Makandera bosopila kaya bo. Bokaya boshendera bokopola bokopola katayaba. Thank you, Jesus. Stretch your two hands forward. As somebody wants to receive something, and don't say anything, stretch the hands forward like somebody wants to place something on your hands. Just stretch it forth like that and don't say anything. You that you have been brought here by the Holy Ghost today, or you are connected to us, the document that has been stolen from you in the spirit realm, you had a certificate, but only the paper is in your hand. The spirit of it has been stolen away, repossessed. Your children, repossess your business, repossess your home. Repossess them. Repossess your health. Repossess them. Repossess them. Can you shout this loud and clear before you sit down? Make sure your voice is the loudest and the most aggressive. Pass! That hates my progress. Be disappointed. Are you ready for that prayer? Open your mouth and pray it louder. Name we pray. A louder amen. Let's have a seat. God bless you. Last week, we began to look at a destiny topic, a deep topic. I'm so happy that many people pray the prayers that you are supposed to pray. But we have by no means come to the end of the matter. So you do well to listen to me again carefully this morning. Even if you are not used to listening to sermons, there is a reason the Lord kept emphasizing this. In Psalm 25 verse 14. The secret of the Lord. God has secrets. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. Life is a mystery. When we say mystery, a mystery is a coded information, an undisclosed information, an unrevealed information, a cryptic information, a deep matter, deep secret, something that goes beyond normal human understanding. A mystery is an undisclosed thing that is hidden. Life itself is a mystery. Life has problems. Life has secrets. There are hidden dimensions of yourself that you may not be aware about. There is a hidden part of your life that even at your present age you have not been able to unlock, because every human life is involving a deep mystery. As a matter of fact, there are secrets about your life that you need to know. There is a personal mystery you need to know so you can unlock your destiny. And in order to reach your maximum goal in life, you need to unlock this, your personal mystery. The principle of scripture is very simple. Ask and it shall be given unto you. Seek, you shall find. Knock, the door shall be open. He said, whosoever ask receives. But when you don't ask, you won't see anything. God reveals secrets to his people. Going through life without your personal mystery, unlocking who you are, limits your potential. It makes your life to be without impact. Going through life without knowing that deepest secret about yourself. That's what makes servants to take hold of a person's horse and is riding it while the person is trekking. It is not knowing this secret that makes you to choose a pattern that your life should not follow. You start passing examinations, nobody asks you to take the exam. It makes a man to fish and catch nothing in the ocean of life. It makes you a material for testing new weapons. The enemy will be using it to test new equipment, new weapons. Then Most importantly, it could make you to die before your time. It could also make you a permanent slave. When you see people who are slaves to prophets, slaves to pastors, slaves to herbalists, slaves to witch doctors, it may be there is a secret about their lives they don't know. Look at it now. By design, some people are not supposed to put one drop of alcohol in their mouth till they die. Some are not supposed to smoke till they die. There are some women, they're not supposed to be disvirgin before they marry. Because they don't know all these personal secrets about their lives. They break the rule. Prayer now becomes very difficult. For example, the angel told the parents of Samson, you are going to have a child, but you yourself, don't drink, don't do this, don't do that. So they already gave them instructions. Those are the mysteries we're talking about. If those parents broke that law, they will have wasted Samson. If Samson said that they say he should not be drinking, started drinking, then there will be a problem. These are the mysteries we're talking about. And this is why we still need to seriously pray. The wisdom of God is hidden. Therefore, you must ask God to grant you access to it. Look at Job chapter 29. Job 29, verse 4. Job 29:4. There are many who need to cry out in desperate prayer. Father, show me my personal mystery. Father, show my house to my house. Father, show me to myself. Father, show me the secrets of my life. Father, show me beneficial secrets that will catapult my destiny. Job 29:4. As I was in the days of my youth, when the secret of God was in my tabernacle. You need access. That secret has to be your tabernacle. You need access into the mystery of the world. Access to the mystery of the kingdom. Access to the mystery of your life. Business has secrets. Marriage has secrets. Every profession has secrets. There is an information you need from God. When a man taps into that information, his destiny explodes. There is no reason for anyone to be poor if you can tap into that mystery. You may be trading now, but when you pray to know the secrets, the Lord may say, daughter, this is not your business of prosperity. Start selling groundnuts. Sell peanuts. Sell peanuts. I'm already an estate agent. No, it's peanuts. Those are the kind of things I'm telling you now.
You see, immediately you get that code from heaven. And you engage it. No, you surprise yourself. The kind of breakthroughs you are going to have. That's why I want you to raise up your right hand now. And with a voice that roars like thunder. Oh God! Name we pray. When you tap into information from heaven, your destiny explodes. It was like that woman who went to God and prayed some prayers like this. She was the vice principal of a school, but her poverty was so embarrassing. Before the end of the month, vice principal is borrowing money from school teachers. So she got to level and said, I'm tired of this. I am tired of this. And prayed. And God said, daughter, what is this at the back of your house? Say, Lord, marshy ground. Lord says, daughter, resign. And begin to plant and sell vegetables. Vegetable. I bind that voice. God said, you can't bind me. You want to die in poverty? Plant vegetables. See, this can't be true. Have a master's degree. Vegetable? What? She listened. And converted the back of that garden to vegetable farm. Beloved, when she started, it got to an embarrassing level that people come to the market and they wait for her to bring her own vegetables. There are other vegetable sellers. So no. I'm waiting for mommy Sunday. No. It's after she's finished selling. Others will not begin to sell. The day she didn't come to the market, other vegetable sellers were very happy. I'm praying for somebody here. The secret that will catapult your destiny. Receive that revelation in the name of Jesus. Receive it. Let your heaven roar like thunder. Receive it. Let your heaven roar like thunder. Receive it. In the name of Jesus. This information set the space for your distinction. What I'm sharing with you now, many pastors may not tell you. If you are always struggling, your career, struggling, your business, struggling, your finance, struggling, your family, struggling, your academics, then something has not been revealed to you. You don't know it yet. You're running all over the place trying to catch your husband sleeping with women around. Something you don't know, madam, there's something you don't know. You have run to control your husband. The man is just going like butterfly all over the place. There is secret, madam, but you don't know. There's something you need to know. He wants to get hold of that secret. That is it. God's hidden wisdom is the answer to every problem. Once you make contact with that heavenly wisdom, you become an extraordinary person. What am I saying? Success has secrets. Business has secrets. Marriage has secrets. The secret you need is with God. But not everybody. Only scanty amount of people has discovered those hidden beneficial secrets. This kind of information is it something the devil doesn't want anybody to know? That's why the words of Jesus becomes relevant now. See, this kind goeth not forth apart from fasting and prayer. There's certain information you can't get unless you fast and pray. There's a demon that cannot shift until you apply fasting and prayer. There are some things that need 1 hour of continuous, unbreakable prayer before they can even shift. Some 2 hours, 3 hours, 7 hours, 7 days before you can shift it. Can shift it. Ice cream prayer will not shift it. Microwave prayer will not shift it. You need solid, concentrated, acidic, constant, bombarding, rugged prayers to move it away. If you look back at your family, and you find that there is practically nobody you know in your family that is financially sufficient, since you know all of them. And you find yourself towing the same line. There's a secret you need to know. The family may actually have a hidden wealth that you don't know yet. There are some families. In the book of heaven, the instruction that all the members of this family, the only thing they can do to prosper is to be selling salt. 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 That is the code. But one of them is a doctor. Another one is bricklayer. Another one is this. And all of them uniformly poor. Uniformly poor. That explains when a brother came to cry to me many years ago. Say, Daddy, there are 7 of us in the family. 6 of us are born again. 1 is a native doctor. Say, that one that is a native doctor, why is it that he's the one who has money? And all these believers are broke. That's okay. You say, is the man a full-time native doctor? Which doctor? No. Say, he also sells palm oil. He has demonically inquired to know the success business of the family. But the believers who are supposed to have the secrets of God don't know. They are doing what they should not do. No wonder the Bible says the children of darkness, they are wiser and the children of light. This is a serious matter. A lady prayed this prayer. Prayed. I can't go on like this. Nothing is moving. Nothing is working. She prayed this prayer. 3 days. No food, no water, no drink. She saw some white men. White men. Almost 10 of them. They were dressing in black. She didn't understand. Who are these people? I'm a black lady. Who are these white men? So she was so confused. She continued the prayer. She continued the prayer. She continued the prayer. Until one night again, when the prayer got to the correct level, an angel stood before her and said, "My daughter, well done. Do you see those white men with black attires? Your grandfather mistakenly caused trouble between these two white families. And that mistake that your grandfather made caused the white two white families to fight and kill themselves. This is why you have been like this. You need to pray atonement prayer to free yourself from this captivity." How would she have known this? If she was just praying normal prayers. Normal prayers. The other part, that boy prayed. The white things were not working. After a few days of prayer and fasting, he had a strange voice. "Son, your father is your grandfather." "My father is my grandfather." He now began to ask questions until they told him a deep family secret. Deep family secret. The father of his father slept with the wife of his son, and they get back to him. And so his life was upside down. The family knew the secret, but they kept quiet. But it was affecting his life. I'm praying for somebody here this morning. I said all the secrets you need to know to move you to the next level. As you shout a 10 Goliath destroying amen, receive that secret in the name of Jesus. Let me move a little bit further. In Jeremiah, chapter 1, Jeremiah chapter 1, from verse 4. "Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou comest forth out of thy womb, before thou comest out of the womb, I sanctify thee. And I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. From the womb, he has not come out yet. Not come out yet. He had been sanctified, anointed, ordained the mother's womb as a prophet.
If after Jeremiah was born and he began to farm, he will fail. If he does not know how to pray to unlock his mystery, he will crawl unknown to an unknown grave. I don't know whether you understand what I'm telling you, but you may be lucky one day and a man will say, "Mr. Man, God said you're a prophet. Don't do the thing I did again." It will work. It will work. So the secret of the life of Jeremiah is that he has been ordained by the Bible College of Heaven in the womb. He has been ordained as a prophet in the womb. Strange, but it is true. In Luke chapter 1, verse 13 to 17, I'm reading you another example. So you know how to pray when the time comes, and you know how to continue the prayers tonight after quenching the rage. Luke 1:13. But the angel said unto him, "Fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John, and thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth." Now listen, this is the secret, the beneficial secret, the code, the personal mystery of John the Baptist. "For he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink. He shall be filled with the Holy Ghost, even from his mother's womb. And many of the children of Israel shall be turned to the Lord their God. And he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord." That was the mystery of John the Baptist. If after he was born, well, isn't something else with what they have said, against what they have said about him here, he will be a big failure. That's why the scripture we read last week, when they went to John the Baptist, "Who are you? What says thou about thyself? Are you Elijah?" "I know." "Are you that prophet?" "No." "Then who are you?" "He knew. I am the voice. Cry in the wilderness. Make straight the path of the Lord. Many are born great, but they die unknown. Many are born warriors, but they die as slaves. Many are born as millionaires, but they die paupers. Many are born heads, they die as tails. Many are born as world changers, but they die in frustration. Many are born as runners, but they die as crawlers. Many are born as eagles, but they die as chicken. Many are born as champions, but they die as losers. God knew Jeremiah when he was in his mother's belly. God sanctioned him and ordained him to be a prophet.
If by any abortion that baby was killed, then it would not have been Jeremiah alone that was killed. Jeremiah's mother will not have known, but God knows. His mother might not have known that was a potentially mighty prophet that was aborted. But it was in God's agenda. And God will have felt the loss. God will have felt the loss. I ordained somebody a prophet. And this man and this woman aborted the person. Heaven will feel the loss. And they will deal with that person. Not demons. Heaven. For wasting a heavenly resource. Do you see why some people have trouble? And deliverance grant is not able to help? Because the problem is not demon. Is that you are supposed to go to the east, you are traveling the west. So God knew you before you were formed. And he has a plan for your life. There is a secret you need to know. I'm going to stop here for today. Continue next Sunday. Rise to your feet now. And all eyes closed. In case you are here this morning, you are not born again, you have not just surrendered your life to Jesus, right there where you are, please open your right hand and say what I'm going to say after me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you now. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Say that short prayer with me. The counselors, the ushers will be with you. God bless you in Jesus' name. Time to pray. These three prayers I want you to pray. We call them veil removing prayer. Because the enemy has put veil on the face of so many people. So because he doesn't want you to know who you really are. And even if you know who you are, he doesn't want you to know your beneficial secrets. Please pray this prayer without any apology. Can you shout this loud and clear? Shout it at the top of your voice. Shout it the way you've never shouted any prayer. Shout it the way blind Bartimaeus shouted. Oh God, arise! Open my eyes! In the name of Jesus! It is a money to let your voice rise to the heavens. Bokapola katende ketela bokoshente rabosa. Maribo sopole ke yaboshende rabokosenta. Yes. Then we pray. You need to pray with concentration. Sisters, are you here? Sisters, shout the way I'm going to shout. Holy God!
Ghost, decode my life. Decode me so I will understand who I am. Sisters, can I hear you shouting it? Is that the ladder? Sisters can pray that prayer. Brothers, can I hear you shouting loud and clear? In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Name we pray. Oh God of turnaround, turn my life around in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. A louder amen. Resurrection power work miracles in my life today. Today work miracles in my life. The resurrection power work miracles in my life today. Today work miracles. Sing it loud and clear.
The resurrection power work miracles in my life.
Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. The Lord blesses you from Zion and make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. You shall go from strength to strength and from glory to glory. No weapon formed against your life shall prosper. The Almighty will arise for your sake. And it's as you continue to pray these prayers, these prayers of deep wisdom, you shall have a turnaround breakthrough. As you go into another month, it shall be well with you. I cover you and your family with the blood of Jesus. No evil shall befall you, neither shall any pestilence come into your camp. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Heavenly Father. Before we share the grace, I'd like you to open your mouth like fire, like thunder. Say, thou power of this pandemic, release our nation in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and praise. Release our nation in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Let us share the grace in fellowship. Love God. The sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit. Be with us now forever. Surely. Goodness and mercy follow. All the days of our life. We shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Seven miracles receiving. Hallelujah. Let's go.